Enjoy brilliant sound your way on Sonos. Play a movie in your living room, a podcast in your bedroom, and music in the kitchen. Then take the sound outside to your garden. Listen to what you want, where you want, how you want, with a Sonos sound system created by you. Discover more at Sonos.com.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Jamie, she has no last namey. Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Nobody socks it to us like Amy Tsakarellis.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Hot dang, it's Jessica Dang.
He makes us squee, Richie D. Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
Higher than high-res, it's Lauren Perez.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Lisa Wallant, now that's what I call Wallant. The Bay Area betches. And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Always ready for Nicole Passeretti.
One day your Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Yes, we can with Howley, Carolyn, and Anne.
Nancy Cease and DeSisto.
Kelly Grant, the Grandmaster. Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters. And
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Is what happens when there's so much that crappens.
Crappens. Crappens.
Crappens. Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens. Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens.
Hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on Bravo. We are coming to you for this episode live from Tampa, but as maybe you can hear, this isn't so live. That's because, I just have to say it, the audio is terrible. It is not a good recording. It's out of our hands. We understand. We apologize in advance. There's nothing we can do about it. We've tried to fix it. It's just bad audio. So we apologize, and I guess the way to get through it is to pretend like you're listening to an old-timey radio underwater, because that's sort of what it sounds like. Either way, we've tried our best. Apologies, but we do thank everyone who came to the show tonight, because it was an awesome, awesome show, and it was so fun. So thanks again, apologies again, and here it is.
Well, hello. Oh, hi.
Oh, God, that was a very romantic song. Did you hear what they started playing into? What's happening? Ben, what's happening?
It's not,
you're ruining
me.
Everything!
I don't know. We have to stay very far away from each other.
Oh, just turn that one off, I think.
I think this one is off.
Oh, for Christ's sake! All right, well, we do have a very long board table tonight. Look at this table. It's like a picnic table. Hi, everybody. Thank you so much for coming.
What's up, Tampa?
Wow, Florida, you guys are so hot. I mean, it's like literally hot here. Thank you, honey. I can't believe it's winter. How do you all eat so much and still stay thin? Like, most of you were thin. And meth, I mean, we know meth.
Yeah.
Is it all meth? Because you guys still have such pretty faces, too. It's not fair.
Well, we are so excited. This is my first time ever in Tampa, so this is really exciting for me.
Well, you know that my history in Florida began at the Jupiter Dinner Theater in Jupiter, Florida. And this is a dinner theater in Florida, and it's so amazing to be back here and be up in the room with like a flickering open sign. You know, it's just like soap dish. Stop calling me Mr. Norman! Tampa, the ex-home of Kate Chastain.
Oh, yeah.
Huh. So I have to say something really quick. I just have to compliment your water here. Wow. Okay, so you know how people say, like, oh, there's hard water and then there's soft water. I'm like, what the fuck is that? It's wet water. It's water.
Yeah, water.
There's, like, Texas water with more fluoride because the bushes care about our teeth or something. Like, you can smell the chlorine. There's that kind of difference. But now I know what the fuck you guys are talking about. Because I took a shower today, and I was like, am I grease? Like, is it grease? Like, I didn't... You know my ass will just keep putting on argan oil for, like, a week and think... So I was like, is it me? And then, so I do use Dove moisturizing. I know, you can't tell. And I was showering, and I was like, I can't get the soap off. I can't get it off. I can't get it off.
Well, I hate that feeling.
You guys have very silky, glamorous water here, so thank you.
Tampa's known for its glamorous water. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what else we know Florida for? We have a really good friend who lives out here. His name is Miss Jackie Siegel.
Also known as the Queen of Versailles.
You know her originally as the Queen of Versailles, but now this bitch is the Queen of Bravo. She's on everything on Bravo.
This is true.
She's going to show up as a waiter on Vanderpump Rules this year, probably. She was like on every show this year on Bravo.
Which, by the way, did you guys all see that teaser today from Vanderpump Rules? If you didn't, this is what it was. Oh, I don't know what happened to these people. Oh. January 7th. I was like, oh.
Yeah. Okay. Lisa Vanderpump has become our impersonation of Lisa. Yes. She's like, welcome back to a mythical land with thin people fighting.
I never thought these friendships would fall apart.
I was just waiting to see Ben's puppetry back there, like moving his hand under Ben. But anyway, our friend Jackie is here, and Jackie, I hope that you will come up here and talk to us.
Yeah, we have below deck questions to ask.
We got some questions. Come up here.
We have a seat.
Come on in.
Wait, I got my kids here. So.
Oh yeah, I'm sure they'll be shocked.
No, I do have some. No, but I have a couple grown kids now. I mean, since the Queen of Versailles. I mean, that was like 10 years ago.
Yeah, they were little babies when they walked into that Walmart and just started shoving shit in there. Remember that? I'll never
forget
that.
That was my favorite scene of the entire movie.
But now they're grown-ups and, like, learning the business.
And they're actually, like, working. They're actually working adults because I've met your children. A couple of them are, like, selling a book. The other one, like, works. I was like, why do you work again? I was very confused. I was like, why?
Did you guys finish the house, by the way?
No, we have not finished the house. Oh, my God, that's like...
Is that the number one question?
Are you still working on it?
We are, actually. I'm going there next week to meet with a new decorator.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so tell us. So the first show that you were on, I believe, is Flipping Out, right?
Flipping Out, yeah, with Jeff Lewis.
Yeah, we don't know his name
was
either.
Jeff?
Yeah, Jeff Lewis, of course.
Jeff was great. I loved him.
Did he yell at you?
I think his lips are bigger than mine.
Yeah. I know, and he's always like, natural, totally natural. Shut up, bitch. Totally natural. So we really want to know about Below Deck Mint.
Yeah.
You just did that season.
Does everyone remember? First of all, so what was the process like of being a guest on Below Deck?
I'll tell you, I've been on a lot of, like, one episode shows like Wife Swap and everything.
That was just like a wave, a memory wave that just came over me.
Well, my husband wanted the Wife Swap show, so.
And they still had Craigslist at that time. Yeah. That's so weird.
But Below Deck, I mean, it was just like one of the greatest things because you get this huge job. And I think some of my sons and maybe one of their girlfriends or something is going to do the show with us. We're going to go with Captain Jack this time. And Captain Jack, hello?
What happened? You hung up on Jackie.
Hello?
Oh, I think it's back. Hey, Captain Jack.
No, just use Ben's.
Yeah, so Captain we have a lot of commonality because Captain Jack just lost his...
That's Captain Lee.
Oh, Lee.
Oh, I was like, ooh, there's a spinoff with Captain Jack.
Now I'm so confused. Well, I'm Jack. Maybe I'll just bring my captain's hat.
I think it's a Billy Joel song.
Captain Ron. It's Captain Ron. It's Martin. Okay. Martin. Was... No, so, Captain Lee, yeah.
But anyways, so many people that are here tonight... were so gracious and tell me that they saw me on the Below Deck show. And thank you so much. And it was one of the most amazing experiences, and being there in the Mediterranean. It was one of the funnest, probably most real, and as far as people like me, in the show.
What do you mean as real as people like you on the show? What the fuck did that mean?
Well, like not the talent, but like
rich as fuck. Remember? But what do you mean? Like it's as real as you see rich people act, you mean?
No, like it wasn't scripted.
Oh yeah. No, like, we know. Cuz remember
I'm just like
yeah, but it's real, because you would think that it's, like, watching these shows, we all say, oh, it's fake, that shit's scripted, but you're saying, like, no, it was
right.
Straight up.
Like with Wife Swap, they totally told us what to say. Like, they said, go in there and say that your new husband is, like, a pissing you off, and he doesn't know how to wipe his butt or something. You
and
know?
You don't.
And it's like, I can't say that. You know, my husband's going to get pissed off at me.
Our audience has never been more angry than hearing that Wife Swap is scripted. Everyone's like, what? That felt like a totally authentic experience.
Well, but I mean, I didn't follow the script. I broke the rules, so.
Yeah, shocker. So remember, my favorite part of Below Deck was when you found that butterfly, and you're like, butterfly. Found a butterfly. And then you just told everybody you saw for like 2 days.
I found a butterfly.
They're like, "That's great."
Well, and then also on Below Deck, they were pissed off. Like I only gave them a $15,000 tip. Now that was for 2 days worth of work.
That was only two, right?
Yeah, only they make it look like a week, but it was only 2 days that we were on the boat. I thought $15,000 was more than sufficient for 2 days. And what they said on the show, I bought a butterfly ring because oh god, I can't think of her name right now.
June
lost her father, so we had the bonding time where we set off the balloons, the Chinese lanterns in the Mediterranean. So I bought her a butterfly ring up in Ez, which is like a little medieval mountain. In near Monaco.
Yeah.
So what they were saying is, well, she can afford to go shopping like hundreds of thousand dollars in jewelry. I was actually buying this ring to give to her to wear to remember our trip together, the butterfly ring.
Yeah.
And they don't say that, you know, so, I mean, you never know what to believe. There's always two sides to every story. Thank you so much. Yes.
Okay, so who was the biggest dick on Below Deck? Who was it? Was it Hannah? Well, we love Hannah. But.
No, Hannah's been great. I love Hannah.
Yeah, Hannah's great, right?
Yeah. In the beginning, I didn't know, like, you know, I tried not to stress her out too much, but I think we worked everything out, so.
That's how you should be on a Hannah cruise,
well,
not
when
wanting
I went on
to
there,
stress her out.
I didn't know, am I supposed to be drama or no drama? I mean, is this like a show or no show? I didn't know what I was doing.
What was it like just being like trying to have like a yacht vacation, but there's all those camera crews? Like, it seems like it's such a small space.
Well, actually, it was great in the beginning, but then I'm thinking, holy crap, everywhere I look, there's a microphone. You know, even like in the cab, everywhere. And it's like, I was actually like very de-stressed. My vacation started the day I got off the yacht. No,
that was stressful, but you guys do a lot of shit too. Your crew does a lot of stuff, and I've hung out with your crew a little before, and you guys don't stop. You get up at 6. These girls party like maniacs. I went to the Mrs. America contest that she hosts in Vegas.
Oh my god,
you should have seen that shit.
Holy crap.
And one day you will. I took a lot of footage for that.
We gotta post that.
Yeah, you guys party all day, all night, and then you just went, and then you climbed all those stairs to that island thing, and you were just fine. You're like, well, there was a lot of stairs.
Oh,
look, it's a butterfly. It's amazing. It's like, how's he doing this?
Is that when the fire was going on? Yeah, that's a year.
Yeah.
Okay, it was top five in the Mrs. America pageant out in our resort in Las Vegas, and Ronnie's he has his camera guys there. All of a sudden, the alarms are going off. Evacuate the building. So I'm in the front row with my husband, and I said, David, I think this is like a real fire. And he says, shut up, it's top five. And so I said, well, I'm saving my life because I know, like, if we're in the front row and the doors are back there, everyone's going out. So I grabbed the guy from the Liberace mansion that owns that. And I said, do you want to live or die? Or C-Top 5. And I grabbed him. He said, I want to live. So he ran out with me.
She was like, look at all these women and children. Keep them seated while we run for that back door.
Now, wait. So, well, you guys own the Westgate Casino, correct?
Yes.
So that was also recently featured on The Real Housewives of Orange County.
It was.
Yeah, all over Bravo.
And had I known that was being filmed there, I would have been the hostess and would have invited, been the hostess for them, and because they were up in my personal penthouse without me. But I didn't know they were there.
You didn't know they were there?
No one
I
told
that you
me.
Looked that up. What the hell?
Yeah, that we just assumed it was like, oh, okay.
I guess they just used my contacts.
I don't know.
So you have a follow-up to Queen of Versailles called Princess of Versailles. Tell us a little.
Yes. So wherever I go in the world, I mean, even in crazy places like China or someone, everyone says they want to see more. What's next? So I made a very raw and real documentary myself with my cell phone, and I had one photographer following me around. And it's about like what happened after our daughter passed away and what we're doing now. And so it's kind of a sequel to The Queen of Versailles. And we also wrote a book. Well, actually, my late daughter wrote a book. She died 4 years ago from the drug crisis. And I brought the book with me.
Oh, thank you.
One for each of you. It's called Victoria's Voice. And I brought you a t-shirt.
Oh, thank you. Oh, Victoria, bless her heart. Thank you, babe.
And in the book, it's also her personal diary. So it shows her journey through the drug epidemic. But since we've written the book, we've gotten Narcan in every police car, which if no one knows what Narcan is, it's like for a snake bite.
Shot.
It's like anti-venom for a snake bite. Narcan is like the anti-venom, like, for a drug overdose of opioids,
yeah,
like heroin
that's
and all
huge
that.
You did that.
So just in Orlando alone, when I had lunch with the sheriff, we've saved over 2,000 lives so
far. Wow.
Just in Orlando. Thank you.
Yeah, that's great, Jackie.
And we are also, so now we've got the Narcan all over the country, saving lives. And they incidentally, they use it on Prince too and saved him, but then he went and did another overdose. But they... We tried.
As happens, yeah.
But we're also starting a victory club for children in high school or middle school and high school, where if they just all they have to do is free to they agree to do a drug free or a drug testing,
uh-huh.
And then they get all these benefits in their school, like upfront parking. They get off of school 5 minutes early before everyone else,
Kid, when you're a teenager, that shit is the best.
Yeah.
Like, what? I get to park closer?
Yeah. and movie tickets. So we're doing some wonderful things that you'll all hear about coming up.
Cool. Thank you so much for coming on and telling us about it. Everyone go buy the book.
Jackie Siegel, we love you, Beyonce. Okay, so welcome to Watch That Crappens, a podcast about all that crap we love to talk about on Yo Rob. I'm Ronnie, that's Man, and today we are going to be recapping the season premiere of Real Housewives of New Jersey. Ping, 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 ping,
ping, ping. Oh my God. I never thought 4 years ago I'd be saying this, but I love this show. This show proves that the American dream is alive and well. That something could be so terrible and so shitty and just like the worst thing you've ever seen, and then next thing you know, you're just like bowing down at its altar.
I mean, the American dream. Where you literally complain because one jail is not as classy as the last jail you were in. Like, seriously? I'm not staying in this jail. Fuck this jail. So what? Who cares? I don't like this. The other jail was better. I had a better time in that jail. That jail was good. This jail sucks. That's
yeah,
it.
Well, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? You know? You know, they threw me in the chute.
They put me in the chute. You know why? I tried to open a window in the thingy.
I turned the light switch on. you know, and they threw me in the shoe. And all I said is, get your fucking hands off of you fucking person, and they threw me in the shoe. Like,
what are you going to do?
You know?
It's a prison. I opened a window. Like,
well, I, you know, I charged at a guard, tried to take his gun. What are you going to do? They put you in the shoe? I don't know. I don't know these guys anymore.
Joe Giudice is such a gift to me personally because, you know, I have struggles. Like, you know, struggling with weight or theft. Really anything that I struggle from. Just seeing someone like Joe and being like, you know what? Losing weight is not always all it's cracked up to be.
Yeah.
Just eat your goddamn french fries with your chips. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah. I think we were all very quietly waiting to see Joe's transformation. And then the output, you're like, oh, really?
Yeah.
This is what we waited 4 years for?
And usually I feel like you get hotter once you've been to prison, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's like actually a thing that I would say in a bar. Like, I've been to prison. You know, just like to make, give me something, some kind of,
yeah.
You know?
He came out looking like Chicken Run or something like that.
Chicken Run.
Another popular
jail franchise. That's like the most successful
franchise.
Thing Joe Giudice has ever done is Chicken Run. Remember when Joe Giudice did Chicken Run?
Yeah, it's a pretty funny movie. Yeah. I mean, I don't know why those chickens were always trying to run anywhere, but, you know, it was good.
It was good. Open the window, so what? All right, so we open with...
Joe Giudice.
Joe Giudice. Teresa was just in some interview being a dingbat, as Teresa is. You know, Teresa is the best person to see in an interview because she literally doesn't even say full sentences. She's like, well, you know, should I have done the shoulders? I don't know. Should I have quitted the shows? But the show need me. It's all about me. You know, and I was like, oh, Teresa. You know, so of course she said that. But it is. I mean, the whole show, it opens with Teresa and all the lovely memories they have.
Yeah.
Like their child's birth, their child's, you know, first ice skating rink. Of course, they skipped the fucking christening. Like,
yeah. Oh. They have used this montage of Joe and Teresa for like 7 years straight. It's every season opens up with like the, oh, remember the good times when they were criminals and no one knew. By the way, have you guys ever heard of Sophia Loren?
Because Sophia Loren said that if you haven't cried, then you need to see an eye doctor. Because I must have the most beautiful eye doctor I've ever seen. Right? Is that how it goes?
Like Sophia Loren said, pretty peoples is crying, and I'm real pretty.
It's like,
so Sophia Loren said, I was crying when I met you. Now I'm crying to forget you. So I must have forgotten a lot.
So then we get a clip of Andy going, so Teresa, if Joe gets deported to Italy, are you going to go? And she's like,
nah, I probably won't. Andy, I have so much kindness of not being happy, so I just want to be happy again. And
I'm like, when were these times of your unhappiness? You have fucking angel wings the size of toddlers on your front door, okay? You've been plenty happy, miss.
Ronnie, you don't have no compassionate. That's what I gotta say. That's what I say.
So we're getting clips of the past seasons and what garbage and what beautiful garbage it has been.
Yeah.
Danielle being and Joe being like, that Danielle girl, she's a toxic.
Yeah. I think these are actually clips for the upcoming season, to be honest. I know, the more things change, the more they say the same. But I think that
this
is like a montage of like this season on New Jersey, because there's a lot of classic Marge being like, Teresa, she's out of control with the drinking right now.
Yeah.
She's out of control. She's a disaster.
So it's brand new and it's all the same. This season is basically the Impossible Burger version of Real Housewives. It's like it's totally different. Nope, same old bullshit. Okay, the other one tastes like... The other one doesn't taste like rubber at all. Good job, Burger King. You're the worst. Oh, classic Marge. A clip of classic Marge going, you are the worst fucking mother, all right? She went from namaste to nasty. Classic Marge. Classic Marge.
I was actually so impressed because at one point Teresa said, if you keep poking the bear, eventually the bear's going to eat you alive. I was like, she saw that all the way through.
I was like, I thought she'd be like, if you keep poking the bear, you know, the bear's gonna, you know.
You know, the bear. What a bear. It's a bear. It's a bear.
I think she did a full sentence.
Well, if anyone would know what poking a bear does.
And then,
so what? So what, I'm a bear. Like, so what? It's a cute animal. You know, it's a bear. Be a bear.
You know, I got thrown in the shoe because I tried to bring a bear into jail.
Some people say I'm a bear. I don't know what that means. So Teresa's, and the whole thing climaxes with Teresa going, fuck you! Fuck you!
I can't.
Which is Teresa when she's completely run out of words.
I can't. You're a terrible mother. I can't.
It's her system error.
I can't.
Okay, so now it's 3 months earlier when everything at Sir seemed like a dream.
Oh, back when Sheena was going around the corners and yelling, Corner! So,
we're with Jackie and her hot husband. God bless it. I think this show's really hard on him. He was hotter last time. Not gonna lie. Do you guys agree?
Yeah, he's had a rough off season.
It's like when Obama said, like, being the president really ages you so fast, you know? And then it's true. You see Obama and he looks like a little thumb. He's like, hi! You know, he's like, I'm the president! You know, like little poster boards, I'm the president! And by the end, he's like Maya Angelou, you know? He's like, oh! That was difficult.
As voiced That's by like Lisa Evan. Vanderpump.
So, that's what being on the Housewives does to the husbands. Does. They're just like, it's me playing with the kids, honey.
I know. So they're like making their son chug a soda. And then, truly maybe one of my favorite parts of the entire episode, we then go over to Paramus, where Jennifer, newly liposuctioned, is trying to get into Spanx, and this thing was so dramatic. It was like.
They were tighter.
Cinch it, goddammit, cinch it.
We're losing her.
It's the only way to make the life a smell. Cinch it.
I noticed that Jennifer basically talks like a stereotype cartoon of like a pizza guy in a cartoon. We're like, pizza! Like whenever she yells, she's like, I'm not a pizza pie!
Do you realize though that entire cinching routine probably happens every single morning?
Okay, I'm ready. Cinch me!
Cinch me!
So then we go over to...
You need to find some Old Navy in your lives. You don't have to cinch into that. Old Navy doesn't fit. They'll just send some child in from another country to loosen it up for you. Tip them a dollar, you know.
We have the most beautiful Old Navy in Paramus. No other city has it.
It feels weird being so far from you. I love it.
Cinch it.
Cinch it. Pizza pie.
I would simultaneously love and hate going into a pizzeria that Jennifer would run.
Yeah.
Pepperoni!
But it would last longer than Joe Gorka's, so. Because Jennifer has a proven track record of cooking. So there.
That was an odd save. It was like a different kind of boo, but it was still a boo. I love you guys.
I know. I was like, I love this.
Like, all right, we'll give him a different shade of boo.
Yeah. So then we go over to a gym where Frankie is working out.
Frank.
Under the tutelage of Frank Sr.
Yeah, Frank Sr. Yeah.
Hey, Frankie, how many reps are you going to do there, Frankie? You got to do some more, Frankie.
Hey, Frankie, what kind of reps
you got to do some more. You're not going to get your tricep.
He's doing that rep, Frankie.
Thank you.
So then Dolores comes out of nowhere. And she has this jacket with this random, like, it looked like she took a troll doll and, like, applied it to the back of her jacket. She goes, Frank, don't hurt him. He goes, Dolores, what do you want me to do? Put him on my lap? Dolores.
Am I supposed to put him on my lap, Dolores? Come on.
I didn't understand how that was a response, but...
Like what? Everyone gets a trophy? I think he's doing that. Like, well, I'm not going to coddle myself. Look at him. He's lifting things, Dolores. Lord, come on.
He's a grown man, Dolores.
You get a trophy for your son, which you did. Proudly. Proudly, son. Proudly. All right, so then we go over to...
We're just beatboxing at this point.
That's what I hear when I watch this show. Just a lot of...
Cinch it.
That's the remix.
So then we go over to Classic Budge, which I don't think that house is still remodeled. Do you guys?
No.
Well, See?
Not the only one.
It's okay. It's all okay. It still looks beautiful. So she's like, my lady. And one lady comes in and she's like, yes. I'm like, curtsies. Marlene is going to kill that entire family in their sleep.
She will. No one realizes. She's been stealing $20,000 a month. So the big news that no one really cares about, but for some reason I really did, was that Lexi had a baby. And I only cared about it because it meant that we got to hear Lexi talk. Because Lexi, poor Lexi, she even went on a cast trip last year and never got to say a word. Do you remember? She was in Oklahoma.
She was? I don't remember. And I love Lexi. I like her.
They didn't
even
let her stay in that house.
It's like if the Jupiter Dinner Theater hired people from New Jersey to be in My Fair Lady, you know?
Yes.
So it's like that accent that she has. She's like, oh, how to be me, boo boo hoo, the boo, the bee bee. Like, what bad accent are you choosing?
Yeah.
Choose a bad accent, Lexi.
Yeah. She's like, I need coffee right now because I can't remember anything right now. I'm like,
I got me mommy brain. Baron. So Marge is like, you know, I know that most employers wouldn't allow their employees to bring in babies. But here's what I did. I decided to go to work for myself so I could bring my babies into work. So that's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Like, Marge for president. And by the way, a lot of employers like have fucking gyms for the baby at work. So I don't know what world you're living in.
Google.
But still, well done.
Glad we shaded her on that point. That was a really good one. So
how dare you criticize this country's rules on mothers?
So, but apparently, Marge Sr. is much like me and does not want to be around babies. So she quit after 15 years and now has taken a bookkeeping job in the city. So Marge Sr. is not around anymore, which is very, very sad.
Marge Sr. was like, I got a new face. I'm fucking, basically. Yeah. She was like, bye. She got a... She did, right?
Did you guys see that thing on Watch What Happens Live last night? For anyone who missed it, did you see this?
No.
So Andy Cohen asked Marge Sr. what her tagline would be, and she's like, I have two cats, but I only have one pussy. And it was like,
well,
that
certainly
she was ready.
Set you apart.
So, yeah, she's fucking in the city.
And like all those other double-pussied housewives on Brahma.
This November.
You think you do it for the money?
It's the game, the adrenaline rush.
What if it is?
Prepare to read between the lines.
How much do you think she's worth?
I'm gonna take it all.
The Good Liar is gripping and deliciously deceptive, says Baz Bamigboy, Daily Mail. Intelligent and brilliant, a must-see movie. Event, mail on Sunday.
It's very peculiar. Secrets between you, God, the devil, and the dead.
Starring Helen Mirren and Ian McKellen. The Good Liar. In cinemas now. Certificate 15.
So
I love me some senior. I love me some senior.
So Lexi's like, have you seen the articles about Teresa?
And then we see a headline where there's a headline that goes, Teresa Giudice's enemy, Kim D, says she knew about a cheating scandal. Her life's a lie. I just was happy to have Kim D somehow in the mix, even in just headline form.
The sense of cheating rumors going around about Teresa. This photo's where was a 20-something-year-old guy. I mean, it's plastered all over. Like, she's stepping out of jail, and who could blame her?
I'm like, okay, so at least you're still on her side, you know? Because Teresa does dum-dum, but I think, you know, be on the side of the idiot you know? Like, befriend that idiot, okay?
I mean,
on this show, you will literally get shards of glass in your eye if you don't, okay? And I like Marge.
And you know what? Like, I've actually not been a huge Teresa fan for all these years. I've always been pretty anti-Teresa.
Shockingly.
But that being said, like, she deserves some hot young ass. Like, what? Let her go hold hands with the guy who has the backpack.
Yeah.
See the backpack.
Speaking of hot pieces of ass, let's see what Frankie Jr. is doing over at the gym.
So now we go over to...
And it's not right to say that about young people, you know, but it's also not right to look like that at that age. Like, I'm going to stick by this. You're going to have back problems and hemorrhoids your entire life. Stop it. Yeah. Stop it. It's too much.
So we go over to Dolores' house, and Dolores is doing, like, the most Dolores thing ever. She's looking at her two dogs going,
okay, both of you sit.
Sit.
Okay, now you sit. Now you sit. Okay.
Set.
Now you walk into the living room, then walk back.
Try it again. Go over there. Go to the living room. Go to the kitchen. Then go to the den again.
Thoughts on pebble tile?
Okay. Come back. Come back the other way.
Walk.
The other way.
Sit. Okay.
And then I taught the dogs how to do depression, Frank. Look at that.
And then she literally turns and goes, "Hey, Frankie, you want to see what I taught the dogs? You taught them to sit."
He's like, "I don't think that's going so well, Ma." All right, they're not sitting down right now.
Like, how did he get that voice? Does steroids do that to you? I mean, he's already... Last year, he's like, "Hey, Ma, look, I'm working out for the thing." And this year, he's like, "Ma, you didn't teach the dogs to sit right." No, I mean, New Jersey is kind of known for having some pollution, but, like, he really went further than everybody else.
Yeah, it's intense. So they... Frankie's been modeling and doing, like, romance novel covers, which I fully endorse.
Have you guys seen the...
Hi, Bill.
Have you guys seen the covers of the romance novels? Don't they look like deep fakes? Like, why would you have that body? And it looks like it's like his body, but then the face looks like it's cut out and then put on top of the... It's weird. It's my face. Let's face it. It's like it is real.
The sad thing is that Dolores wrote all the books.
Yeah, it's a little creepy, Dolores. Sorry, it just is, you know. She's like... You know, Frankie won a fitness competition last year, you know? Then someone's jerking off to his Instagram, and now he's a model. I mean, can you blame him? Look at him. He's fucking hot. Fucking do him right now. Look at the kid's hot. He's gorgeous. It's the most gorgeous thing I've ever seen.
So then Dolores goes into the kitchen where Frank Sr. is hanging around. "Oh, Frank, you look cute in that shirt." "Oh, Dolores, I'm a 54-year-old man. I don't want to know. Don't tell me I look cute. Tell me I look jacked."
"All right.
I wonder why I'm jacked."
"All right, Frank, you look jacked in that shirt. You happy?" She's like, "All right, I know what I said last year about moving out on Frank, but surprise. Sounded like a real baller, huh? Guess what? Didn't move out. Still live with fucking Frank.
Didn't move out. Nope. Turns out we got a really good DirecTV package and I don't know.
We're working on the pebble tiles. Eventually, we'll get there. I believe in us.
Well, we're going to have an open house, and then Frank spilled a bunch of pasta on the floor and was cleaning it up. It took forever. And I'm like, you know, let's just stay. We'll stay.
Who gets the dustbuster? Am I right? Just stay. Just stay. And they're like, "So, Frankie Jr., what are you doing?" He's like, "You know what? I'm going to do some triceps now." "All right, we get it. Jesus, you're hurting yourself at this point. Just stop. Say hello to your mother."
And now, because like every season there's like a new guy that has to live in the house, this season it's the mythical David. He has finally arrived, and he's also in the house. This is Dolores' long-time boyfriend. I think, have we seen him before, like in
only
motion?
Only pictures. We've only seen pictures. His motorcycle in the living room.
Yes. That.
But yeah, we haven't actually seen him because he works so much. So here's my theory. He probably fucked up something at the hospital.
Yes.
No one is ever like, "Oh, you know, hey, that's a theory. Don't sue me. I have nothing."
No, my theory is much simpler and less like dark. It's that basically they're building him a free house and in return he has to be on TV. So that's my theory.
That's how Dolores finally gets a man to visit her. She's like, "Sorry, we're destroying your house at the moment. You can't sleep there."
He probably also didn't want to come on the show because then he'd be subjected to our podcast where we will just make fun of him for doing things like walking in the kitchen and kissing everyone on the neck. He was like, "Hi."
Was that your mouth?
It was the microphone. Don't worry.
I really felt like wet and cold. I was like, what's happening?
But it was like, do you guys remember that SNL thing that they used to do with Bill Hader and Fred Armisen where they were basically like the Italian gay guys? Like, "Hey, what's going on? What's going on?" "Hey, oh, oh." He basically was doing that. I'm not saying he's gay. Yeah. I'm just saying. He's a kisser.
So they're talking about the house they're building for David. And, of course, this is how Frank builds a house. This is all he cares about. He's like, hey, let's talk about the house, boys, right? I got the remote controls for the fireplace in. Bro, bro.
Dolores is like, you know, David's been really hanging around a lot more, you know, like we've been going out, we've been hanging out together, we went on vacation, we even went on vacation with Frankie, and then it cuts a random picture of Frankie going like this. What?
I don't even know what we saw in Italy, I'll tell you this much, Frankie's fucking fine, all right, that's what we saw. So Frank's like, what's this? Rules are reversed. Now I'm sitting here alone at home by Dolores. And she's like, bye, Frank. Frank's like, it's a little TLC for me, this setup.
There's a lot of neck kissing. Like that real, like, sound. I was like,
So let's go over to Joe and Melissa's house, where the kids are now freely hating Melissa, which is pretty hilarious. Yeah. You know, I love when kids hit that age where they're like, fuck you, Mom!
Although really the queen of that right now is Brooklyn on Dallas. Brooklyn on Dallas.
Yes.
Andy's daughter. She's really the queen of that at the moment.
They all are. So Joe's like, look at me, I'm working! The changes will come on the 26th, all right? So he's working, and Melissa's like, God, I thought you said they was going to put up the cabinets, Joe. I'm a working mother.
And he's like, well, I told you, you were the one who was like, I want to work. I'm like, are we really going to, bring this storyline back again? Melissa wants to work.
You had to be a stupid lady. I mean, you're a woman. No one got to do it if you got boobies. But you insisted. I'm going to go to work.
So Melissa has brought sushi. And I swear to God, I've never seen so much edamame in my life. Did anyone else notice how many edamame? It was like the entire table was filled with edamame containers. I love that we all noticed that. I thought it was just me.
No. Yeah, she's like, you can have an edamame. You can have an edamame. You can have an edamame.
You can't spell edamame without mom, am I right? My new t-shirt. Buy that at Envy.
So she's like, I was in New York picking up stuff for Envy. And he's like, yeah, like a champ, like an idiot who thinks she doesn't have boobs. Like, that's right. That's what she was doing. It's like, guys, did you know that your mother had a job at 14 years old? And the kid goes, oh, wow, cool, you.
Yeah. If I saw you at the boardwalk, I'd be like, oh, get away.
Loser. It's like, I did. I worked on the boardwalk. I was like, okay, this story needs to stop right now.
Yeah.
We all know what you were doing on the boardwalk.
Yeah.
We've met Kim D, man.
Yes.
We know this story.
Clink, clink.
Clink, clink.
So Melissa's turning 40 soon, which is exciting.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you know, good for you.
So get ready for that
40,
all season.
You know, when you're a kid, you think sagging and wrinkles. But now that I'm here, you know, the struggle is my kids. I'm like, what? No, the struggle is not that your kids are older. Your husband was leaving black marks from the spray hair, okay? Like, don't pretend you don't know what it's like to age, ma'am. So then their kids, Gina's like, bye, losers.
As they crawl out of a pile of edamame shells. So now they're talking about Joe Giudice and stuff, and you know Joe is Joe Gorga. So many Joes on the show, I always forget.
Joe
Gorga is like talking. They start talking about these rumors that Teresa's been stepping out with like a younger man, and he's like, I don't understand. They're friends, you know. Melissa's like, basically Melissa is sort of like searching for information because Joe's like, well, I asked my sister, and she says they're just friends. She goes, well, friends it is.
Well, because it's true. Teresa's like the worst liar in the world. They're like, Teresa Giudice spotted in an airport with her finger up a 20-year-old's butthole. And she's like,
we're just friends, Andy.
Everyone's like, okay. Like, they don't want to get beat up by Teresa. So this is the scene where Joe and Melissa are just saying,
look, we had all of these scenes where we was on your side.
Exactly. Like, this is them like getting and building up their like credibility for when the big fight happens later.
But also at the same time mentioning that she's fucking some 25-year-old on the side. Yeah. See?
Well, she says they're just friends, good at this game. And as a good sister-in-law, I will have to just go with what she says, because I am loyal to Teresa.
Yeah.
You got that on camera, right? Thank you. So then we go to commercial, which is significant, because we got to see a commercial for Last Christmas. Which is basically just Marge having a lady boner over Henry Golding.
The guy from Crazy Rich Asians. Okay. The guy is very cute, but can we stop pretending that this guy is, like, full of sex appeal? This is how he is in everything. You know. But you know this is how he is in everything. He's like, well, hello. Fancy meeting you here. I can't wait to introduce you to my mother, who loves Mahjong. And then all the actors in the movie are like, oh, my God, he's so sexy.
I think he's sexy. I do.
He's just like, hello. It's always bewildering.
Could there be anything sexier than a very polite man who wants to introduce you to his mother? I don't think so. So Marge Sr. is like, oh my God, Henry Golding. I can't wait to see this movie. I don't care that Daenerys is in it. I just want Henry Golding. And she just spends the entire time just like, literally, like every shot in the commercial is her just like fawning out of,
I'd fuck him.
Marge Sr. and I were both tag team Henry Golding.
It's crazy. He's rich. He's ancient. I'd fuck him. Classic Marge. Classic Marge. So then we get my favorite theme in Real Housewives of New Jersey music-wise, the horny dingy music. That's like, ding, 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 ding. Ding, 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 ding. Ding, 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 ding. It's like Wacky Three's Company fuck music. It's weird.
So we're at Jennifer's house, and the whole family is gathered together for this big meal. And Olivia, I think that something happened in the off season. I think there may have been some like coaching or like
lobotomizing. I think what happened. I think what happened is Olivia is precocious. She's smart, and I think that she read the internet and was like, "I'm horrified." It happens to regular housewives, right? Where they're like, "Oh my God, I'm the villain. How am I the villain? I'm gonna change everything." And then
she basically Camille Grammered herself.
Yes. And so,
because last season, she was like, give me a car from Amazon Prime. Mother. And this season, she's like, how can I help, Mother? I'm the prettiest little princess in the world.
And her mom's like, is that makeup? You're six years old. You're even old enough. She's like, six is old enough, Mother.
She's wearing like little pink eyeshadow.
So everyone's cooking. It looks amazing, actually. There's all this, like, Turkish food. It looks just amazing. The whole family is there, sisters, and the soon-to-be husband, brother, is there, too. And I loved – you know what I loved was Jennifer's dad showed up, and he was, like, this cute old man with, like, a cane. And he looked like he was in, like, a Pulitzer Prize-winning play.
Yes. You know? Something about leaves falling in the fall, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Jennifer, the other person who went through this housewives transformation was not Jennifer. She's still a fucking asshole. Thank God. Because I just love what an asshole she is. But Bill. Total housewives transformation. So she's like, you know, Bill's making an effort. And he's more romantic. Like he called me in the middle of the day and he said, honey, you're due for your Botox.
That's really romantic. It's really romantic.
Yeah, and he pointed out that I had a lump of fat on my back, and so he sucked it out.
Yeah, and because, like, last season when Bill walked home, he'd be like, hi, guys. But this time he was like,
daddy's
hey,
home.
Guys.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, this time he's like, daddy's home early.
I finished early. It's time to have fun.
Footloose and fancy free.
I'm going to go change it to something comfortable. Don't mind me. Hey, Jenny Jen Jen. Wants more Botox tomorrow?
Oh, been waiting for that.
We may have to do it a little earlier so I have time to watch sports ball. Mm.
So they're eating, and Olivia's like, Mother, have I told you lately that this food is divine? this family is really doing great so far.
I was so proud of her. I was like, someone gave her a note and she took it.
Yeah, she
Melania never did that.
Melania never did
she,
that.
If she would still be sitting in salads if she could.
Yeah. Melania's like, I don't need your note, babe.
So Jennifer tells us that Bill's practice is celebrating its 5 years, and we're going to do something called the Patient Appreciation Party. I'm like, the pap?
I don't know. I'll rebrand that.
We have a deal. He makes the money, and I throw the parties.
Have you noticed that Jen does that when she talks? She's always, like, modeling for the camera.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah. And then, have a party.
And then she sits back and smiles like she just did it really well. I spend the money.
And Olivia's like, are kids allowed, Mother? No. That's so not fair, baby.
I don't know what you're auditioning for, but here's the role.
Yes. Olivia gets it. Most improved, Olivia. She did it.
The new housewife. Olivia in her pink eyeshadow.
So then we go over to Teresa's house, where all the daughters are there. No, no! But,
Like, you see No, No, and you know where Gorga gets those eyes. It's just like... I was terrified. No, No, poor thing.
I felt, at this moment, so when the scene started, I actually felt really bad for Gina from Orange County, because the scene actually opens up with Teresa slicing carrots on a plate that says cheese, and I just know her mind was like, what? What? There's carrots on the plate that says cheese? Is that like putting, like, a non-antique in a box that says, antiques?
Like, why'd you put the garden shovel in there?
So Teresa's like,
what do you want for dinner? All right, can you not get it all over the floor? There's too many cooks in the kitchens.
And I was like, whoa, Teresa has been educated.
She
like,
has.
Let's face it, these are a couple of phrases that she's made it through so far this episode that old Teresa wouldn't have made it through those.
Yeah.
There's too many cooks, kitchen meatballs. Huh?
There are too many cooks in the... You know, the stoves and the... She's a bitch.
So she's like, ah, we can cook together. No, no, I like to drink wine while I cook. And he's like... It's like, wow.
No, no, no. No, knows all the world's secrets. Like, he knows who really killed JFK. He's been trying to tell us for 60 years.
Don't worry about him. Here, have some more wine now, No.
They're like, what did he say? And Gia's like, he said that's why you don't know what you're doing. And I was like, I don't think that's even what he said.
Yeah, where'd Gia get that?
Yeah.
So Gia is, she'll be going to Rutgers, New Jersey. And
oh, no, it's not Rutgers. It's Ruckus.
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 I'm going to Ruckus.
Ruckus.
She's staying nearby in case Joe winds up coming home.
Who cares? There's telephones. Why would you stay close to home for that? Like, wait, you're going to come watch Joe sit in an easy chair? What the fuck do you think is going to happen? Call him from college.
Yeah. But Gia wants to actually be a lawyer, ultimately, it sounds like. She's talking about law school and stuff. And she wants to be a lawyer, but actually Melania wanted to be a lawyer, too. Which is the forgotten verse of her hit song, I can't wait to grow up and be a lawyer.
I can't wait to grow up and help you escape the law. Mama said it ain't easy, but she signed anyway.
I can't wait to take the LSAT.
She just said she loves Ronnie.
So Gia's like, since when do you want to be a lawyer? And she's like, because it makes me so mad that our dad's in jail. I was like, oh, that's sad. I'm not going to feel bad. I refuse to.
Yeah.
Like, your dad's in jail, you could be a cigarette roller. That would help him more at this point. You know what I mean? The water's been spilled.
Maybe it'll motivate you to be a law-abiding citizen. How about that?
That's where I think it is.
And Melania's like, it makes me so mad that our dad's in jail. And Gia's like, yeah, but he's fighting the battle. So Gia's like 27 now. I don't know how old she is.
Yeah. The most mature person.
She's so mature, you know, and she's always like, she's being interviewed, like her legs are crossed. She's like, well, you know, he's working through it. He's going through the process. And Teresa's like, well, you know, he was born in Italy and like he had an alien kind with like an alien kind, but then he didn't apply for citizenship. And then he stayed, but now no one knows what he's gonna do. It's like
Teresa, oh my god.
Can you just let Gia explain it? Because my head literally hurts. Like,
so Gia basically told Joe that if he, like, if he gives up on ICE. Oh, and by the way, if people are talking, feel free to tell them to be quiet. This happens a lot in our show, so feel free to hush and don't feel bad about it. So,
I don't know what the fuck with this. I'm like on a boat. Moving the mic stand up and down.
So basically, Gia, what I loved was that Gia basically told Joe, like, listen, just spend like 3 more months in ICE and stop opening windows, and then you can have a relationship with me. Otherwise, if you move to Italy, we're never going to see you again, you know? But of course, he didn't. And Gia says the thing that no one on this show has had the balls to say. She's basically like, you know what? My dad should have gotten his citizenship a long time ago, and I don't know why he did. So good for you, Gia.
And she's like, this is the time in his life for our father to show us that he loves us enough to just stay in this fucking detention center until it's time to get out, you know?
Yeah.
Which is so sad because we know how that ended. I ain't fucking staying in here. Fuck this place. What the fuck? They don't even got air conditioner in here, huh?
The shoe.
I tried to play bocce ball. They put me in a shoe. Fuck.
I tried to play throw a hammer at a guard that threw me in the shoe.
Yeah, I'm still your daddy. I'm your FaceTime daddy, all right? I'll see you on FaceTime. Bye. So, which is kind of his interview, if you saw it. Andy's like, aren't you worried you aren't going to be a good dad anymore now that you're in Italy? And he's like, what, this FaceTime?
Huh? I got text.
Come on.
Yeah. Like, have fun texting your daughter to school.
Aw. Did you notice that Teresa said, yeah, you know, he's stuck in there, you know, in the ISIS. I was like,
That would actually end. That would end in ISIS. If Joe became part of ISIS, they'd be like, guys, I think we should hang up. This is done.
They're like, it's officially time to rebrand, guys.
So what are you guys up to over here, huh? It's like, guys, we had a good run.
A fucking American tried to open a window in here. Can you believe that shit? We've got to tighten up our membership.
Open up the window in ISIS. Their secret bunker, they discovered because Joe Giudice is like, hey, there's a plane over there. Hey, wait for the plane.
Like, every plot is foiled because Joe's just opening a window. It's like, hey, wait a minute. There's a guy back there opening a window. It's ISIS. terrorism.
So Gia's upset because, you know, Joe is going to be missing all these things, like going to the prom and going graduation, going to college.
Milestones.
It's like, who fucking implanted you with knowledge? Shut up, Teresa. I'm very confused.
And Melania, like, Gia's like going through something. Melania's like, no one cares.
Melania, our new fill-in co-host. No one gives a fuck, stupid. So Gia's like, I don't know why you're being irrational. I was like, who are you talking like that? Like, because if you were graduating and moving on to a new chapter of your life, it's like, okay. Because she's like Minnie Jo. She's like, okay, I don't have to sit here for this. It's bullshit. Yeah. Fuck you.
Just
congratulations.
Like,
here's your degree, bitch.
Gia starts coming down on Gabriella, like the nicest, like most innocent person in this family who's never said a thing in 10 years. Gabriella's just sitting there, like, just trying to eat her cereal. Gia's like, you know, you're lucky. You're lucky because you'll have a dad here. I won't for my prom. And Gabriella's just like, please, I've made it this far without being in a scene. Please, go away.
Melania's like, I'm done here, bitch. You know, she leaves. And then Gabriella's like, can I leave too?
And Nono just starts going, oh!
You are lucky too, don't you worry. You have a dada and a granddad.
I was like, aw. That's so, he's so sweet, except there were just pictures of him in Italy with Joe Giudice. So way to go back on your promise, Nono.
I cry inside.
That was so sad when you said that.
It's like the only monster who will attack Nono just for fun.
Welcome to our show.
So we then go over to Aiden Plastic Surgery, where apparently Bill has like crafted Jennifer's sister into Jennifer, because it was like, I was like, is that Jennifer as the assistant? And I was like, it's not. I was like, she looks just like Jennifer. It turns out it's the sister, and this obviously clearly blew my mind because I'm like talking about it so much. But they looked exactly the same. And you could tell that Bill got off on that. He's like, He's making his little Jennifer army.
I don't know about that.
Little Jennifer army. No.
She's like Jennifer, but without like free surgery every 10 minutes. You know what I mean? Like she's like has a normal, and I don't mean that. Everyone's like, how rude. I don't mean it in a bad way. It's just like, I don't know, like this face compared to, you know. But yeah, it's like a smart Jennifer. She's like, should I call people for you or, you know, make calendar appointments? He's like,
Whatever you're doing sounds good. Just keep doing that.
So Jennifer tells us, my husband's a gem. He goes out of his way to cater to his family. No other man would do that. I was like, I think most parents go out of their way to cater to their family. Good parents.
My sister's a loser and has no money, so Bill gave her a job,
is basically what she said.
Yeah.
You know, she's like, come on, it's Jennifer.
That's what, yeah.
So then the sister has gotten her pin, and she cut out a picture of Bill. But it's not just, wait, it's Bill, right, that she cut out? So it's, she didn't cut just out the face, she cut like all the way down, like a three-quarter shot or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like this, and then she taped it on top of the pen like this. So you write, and it's like this big of just Bill. And she's like, I thought that should be made into a pen. I mean, what a good picture. And I was like, oh. I was back in my chair up like, bitch, you're gonna die, bitch.
Don't make pens with Bill. Bill pens.
That's how she's flirting, cutting pictures out and taping them on pins.
Yeah.
You don't do
the
that for people.
The pen is
you
mightier than
that.
The sword. fine.
So they're having a party, and Jen's making sure that they have the sculpt machine. And Bill's like, oh, yeah, it's like doing 20,000 sit-ups.
I know how much you love sit-ups, Jennifer.
It can transform a regular belly into a hot, sculpted ab, Adonis belly.
We call it the Frankie. I mean the, hand me that pen, will you, baby?
So Jennifer's like, I look good. Diet and exercise is one way to lose weight. Free plastic surgery is another.
Cinch me! So there, now we get the first like real scandal of the episode, which is that Jackie is mad at Jennifer and canceled a play date between Olivia and Jackie's daughter. I don't know Jackie's daughter's name.
I don't know. There's too many.
She's been too normal. She hasn't been committed to my memory.
Yeah, she's a nice child who goes to school and is nice to her mother. Like, I have no time for you.
Yeah, I'm like, sorry, I don't know you.
Get the fuck out of here. You're on the wrong show, kid.
Yeah. And of course, Jennifer has made this so dramatic. She's like, it's one thing to punish me, but it's another to punish the children. I'm like, just buy her another, like, castle off of Amazon. She'll be fine.
So then we cut to dinner with Melissa, Marge, and Jackie.
And Marjorie's like, you know, today I called, and you remember today we were going to talk, and you said your kids were in a play?
Like they're setting it up as they do on the show. And Jackie's like,
yeah, they were in Hansel and Gretel.
And then they showed a picture of the kids as Hansel and Gretel. And I was like, are they homeschooled? That. Because how many people are in that play? It's like Hansel and Gretel.
A witch.
There's like a witch.
I would have been one of the crumbs. I would have been one of the crumbs that gets eaten. Because that was when I was in middle school, I was the one they invent. I was like a tree. I was a stone. I have to tell a story.
No,
about when
I'm
I was a tree.
I'm just thinking about the time when a child played a tree in a show called Ming Lee and the Magic Tree, and I played Ming Lee, of course.
Well,
are important, is the point.
I was in the kindergarten production of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, and I was cast as a tree, one of many trees. We, together, collectively, were the woods. And it was kindergarten, and so, like, there are a bunch of boy trees and a bunch of girl trees. And it was a scene where Snow White is, like, banished to the woods, and Snow White has to go running through the trees. And our teacher said, as a tree, we could either... like, be like, woo-ha-ha-ha, be a scary tree, or be a supportive tree and be like, run, Snow White, run. So all the boys, of course, were like,
boys like, fuck you, Snow White, fucking bitch.
We were all like, okay, we're all going to be like, woo-ha-ha-ha. And of course, all the girls were like, run, Snow White. So that was like the deal. So it's like show day, and now it's time for the big production. And I'm like the first tree in the woods. So Snow White comes running through, I'm like, woo-ha-ha-ha. And then every single other tree was like, run, Snow White, run. So I was the crazy-ass tree in the woods. I'm surprised they didn't send me to children's therapy. I was Olivia. I was Olivia.
All the mothers are mortified. Your mother was never invited to another event again.
Yeah.
At the school.
And from that day forward, I was never cast as a lead, okay?
Wow. That's when I stopped playing trees.
That was my peak.
So they do some small talk, and then well, God, I have to say it. So Marge is like, but am I not hungry, right? And Melissa's like, but you look great. Did you get new boobs, Jackie? And Jackie's like, no, they're just pushed together. And Marge goes, speaking of tits.
That's a good transition.
Jennifer's having that party. Jennifer's having that party. That's tits. You know, tit lifter. That's why I said it. I was saying, yeah, speaking of tits, I was saying it because we all have tits. I get it, but
yes.
Her husband does tit lifts. That's why I said it. Classic Marge. All right, sorry I had to explain it to you girls, but, you know, I know Joan Rivers, so.
So Jackie's not sure if she's going to the party, and then it cuts to Jennifer going, she can't take a joke. Where I'm like, oh, no. That's the number one sign that you did something really bad.
Yeah. So, you know, the other night I went out with Teresa and her friends, you know, the 25-year-old hot men with shaved backs and spray tans. Well, Teresa was videotaping, and you know how I do impersonations.
No, I do not know
like,
how you do impersonations.
No, I didn't know that.
No, I didn't know that. I know you like to dance the house music in Oklahoma, but other than that.
It's like, here, Bill, you look at the incense, see what you think.
So then we cut back, and Jackie's like,
well, Teresa said, make fun of Jackie, and then she proceeds to do this.
And then we see the video. And Teresa's like, ha ha, make fun of Jackie. Make fun of Jackie.
And Jennifer's like, define stalker. Define stalker.
Miss Merriam-Webster, please define stalker.
It's like not an invitation at all. She's just like reading the lines.
I honestly was laughing. I'm sorry. I was. I'm not even a Jen fan. I'm on Team Jackie, but I didn't actually think it was that bad of a thing, right?
No, I mean, well, on this show, it's not that bad. I mean, people have had each other thrown in prison on this
That's
show.
True.
Like, I mean,
that's true.
Really, there needs to be, like, a different scale we judge on. So Bill's like, ooh, she got offended at that? I mean, that's a lot. That's nothing. And she's like, yeah. She said, look, let me read you her text.
It says, please remember, cyberbullying is not okay at any age.
How else are you supposed to do it? No one is going to drive these days to go bully somebody. Do it on your fucking phone. That's why Steve made him.
Meanwhile, Marge...
I don't go out to McDonald's anymore. Fuck you. I'll bully you with technology. Thank you.
And then Marge, meanwhile, at the restaurant, saying, well, you know what? She's probably so drunk, she doesn't even remember it. Mm. Which I was like, oh, that's clever. I almost forgot that Jennifer had a drink problem. So Marge is like, okay, we're going to, like, bring this back. Well, she doesn't have a drink problem, but Marge is going to, like, push that. Which I was like, okay, that's clever. Yeah. I support it.
So Jackie just knows that Teresa hates her. And she's like, you know, she's got Jennifer kissing her ass. And then she's just trying to get at me by putting this on her Instagram with millions of followers. Which... is totally correct, of course. I mean, it's not, like, you can't even argue it. You hear Teresa going, make fun of us! Not like a deep mystery here.
And so Bill is like, well, I don't know. Me personally, I think it's worse to criticize your parenting in a local newspaper. I'm like, she didn't criticize your parenting.
Yeah.
I got really mad.
Yeah. So Marge talking about Teresa is like, why would she even put that negative energy out there? I mean, with all that press out there about her, I mean, the cheating rumors, the being with some guy, some young guy who wears a backpack, no less.
A backpack, no less.
I love some Marge, but bitch, you left your husband for the fucking construction worker at your house. Are you really going to climb up and get on a pedestal right now?
And then Melissa's like, but guys... he's her friend. Did you get me on camera saying that? They're friends. I am defending my sister-in-law right now.
And I'd like defending to say Teresa.
A friend. And if it's not a friend, I will be insulted that you lied to me as your sister-in-law.
I'm not comfortable with the way this conversation is going about my sister-in-law, otherwise known as family.
Yeah.
So Jackie's like, all right, I respect that. Oh, wait, look, I got a text back. It was supposed to be lighthearted and funny. I didn't think you would take it personal, but I'm fine, whatever. My child is wearing mascara. Could you please come immediately? And she's, fuck her! It's like, how dare she? So, Teresa's house. Hi, Tom! Hi, Tom!
It's 2 days before the ice delivery.
Hi, Tom!
Yeah, by the way, biggest mistake in Teresa's life is that she chose Joe Giudice over this guy. This guy was hot! Hello.
She's obviously fucking the pool guy, right? So the pool guy, like, not even hiding it. I mean, that, I love.
Those pools don't pay for themselves.
Yeah, ain't that the truth? Even an Uber pool doesn't pay for itself. Like, everyone chips in. So it's like 3 days before the transfer to ICE. She's flirting with this guy named, all right, everybody, calm it down.
What did you say, Ronnie, that agitated everyone?
No, I looked at my... We're going to get Ronnie after this. That's it. We're going to tell him off after this. All right, let's have a little
shoot a Florida snowball. There we go.
All right, blew a snowball. Oh, right back at Jackie. You see, Jackie, what you give, you get back.
She just threw it at a bowl of macaroni and cheese.
Jackie retaliates with, like, a chicken wing in my face. Okay, so the past 3 years. Okay, so Teresa's like, the past 3 years, dude, I've been paying for restoration hardware, but now I'm done paying for it, and my kids want a pool. It doesn't take it away, but I want to fill up the voids. I'm like, is it too early to say you're failing as a parent?
Yeah.
Or too late?
So Dolores calls with the most Dolores phone call. She's like, hello, Teresa? What are you doing? I want to tell you something. I'm right down the street from you.
And with Dolores, that could mean what she had to say. Like, I got to tell you something. I'm down the street.
Teresa, a question. Whatever happened to VCRs? Anyway, call me back when you have a chance.
Have you ever turned on a TV with one remote, but then the other TV turns on?
Why do we need so many remotes? Why can't you just turn it off? Okay, I know, I get it. You sit on the couch. That's nice. That's nice.
I get it. So,
you could have a Consumer Report show. Yes. Dolores reviews technology from the 80s.
So Dolores comes over because she was literally, like, in the driveway. I don't know how this happened. But she's like, I'm right down the street. Hi, Teresa. It's me, Dolores. I was just right down the street. So she's like, isn't it cold out here? And Tony's like, oh, yeah, cold. So, Tony is such a man.
Take off your shirt.
So then Dolores gives up her spot.
He's not cold. He should take off his shirt. Sorry.
Yeah, prove you're not gold. Let me see those nipples.
Let's
Tony.
See for sure, Tony.
So Dolores is like, oh, Tony. Yeah, I remember you when you were 17. You were snipping Teresa behind the, you know, behind a bush at prom. I remember
yeah.
that.
Yeah, I
good
remember.
To see you, Tone.
Yeah.
Good to see you with your dick in your pants, Tone.
So then they go into the kitchen, and Gia starts talking about, like, going to Rekka's and being nearby in case Joe gets out of ice and comes home again. And Dolores just goes, typical Gia.
Typical Gia.
Typical Gia. You want to fuck my son?
So Dolores tells us the backstory of Tony, which is really interesting. She's like, well, you know, Teresa was 17 years old. She was with this guy, Tony. I mean, who look at him? I mean, Jesus Christ, close your eyes, have him breathe down your neck. He's almost a Frankie. I mean, he's that hot. So, you know, she's with this guy. She's stuffing him. She's loving him. But it didn't work out because Joe was not going to let her marry somebody else. I mean, what the hell? Like, we just saw Teresa's alternate life flash before our yeah. eyes, you know? Dude, fucking Joe Judice ruined everything. She could have been with pool guy Tony.
She could have been. It's like Sliding Doors, you know? Remember that movie, Sliding Doors? Sliding Pizzeria Doors. So,
Wow. So the girls...
So Dolores is based... So they're inside, and they're talking about, like, Joe being in ice or whatever. And this is, again... When they still think that there's, like, hope. And Dolores is basically like, if my daughter came to me and said that you have to fight, I would do whatever it takes, you know? And Teresa goes,
well, I feel bad because now he's free, but he's being held. And so he's being held and he's free and he's being, you know, he's held and it's held. I was like, oh, Teresa, you're doing so well yeah. this episode.
Yeah, she was doing well.
Yeah.
So she's like, yeah, well, when I went to jail, I had my freedom taken away from me. It's like, that's how jail works. Like, that's literally.
When I went to the showers, I got cleaned it in.
It's like, yeah, Teresa, that's how showers work, you know? Okay.
So now Dolores says, oh, you know what? I actually will take those.
Oh, there's free drinks. I'm so sorry to get mine too, darling. Thank you for that, you guys. Sorry for those at home or getting drinks from the crowd, darling. Thank you. I put the snowballs down, but there's the packaging.
Thank you.
Oh, God.
For those listening at home, someone gave us $10,000.
I almost married Tito until Jujo Judice got very upset.
So, the big thing that happened is that Dolores was hanging out with Marge earlier, and Marge told Dolores, what we didn't say was that at that dinner, when they're talking about is Teresa cheating or whatever, Jackie said, a duck is a duck is a duck. So now Marge now tells Dolores that Jackie said, a duck is a duck is a duck. And now Dolores is telling Teresa, who's having trouble following that.
Yeah,
a duck is a duck is a duck.
What? A duck is a... Wait, hold on. A duck is a... Duck. All right, a duck is a duck.
If it walks like a duck,
what's
if it talks
duck?
Like a duck.
I don't know. I don't understand.
What if it walks like a duck and talks like a duck and looks like a duck, but what if it's not a duck? No, Teresa.
Blink.
So actually, her real response was, fuck Jackie. Yeah.
So then this is how it works in Jersey, especially on this show. But Dolores is like, Teresa wouldn't fuck a 25-year-old, all right? She's married. And, you know, you run the risk of your kids finding out, and they'd be devastated. And guess what? If Teresa says she's not fucking a 25-year-old and ruining her children's life, she's not.
Yeah. You know what also devastates your children's life? Breaking the law and going to jail.
But what a boring way to save children, am I right?
Yeah. But wow, it makes them interesting.
Yes. Teach your children to feed themselves so I can live my goddamn life. Yeah. Okay.
So, walk like a duck.
Sorry, it's like we're still on
walk
duck.
Like a, well, because Teresa's still to this day trying to figure that out.
Yeah.
A duck is a duck is a... what is it again? Is that good?
So, Therese's like,
oh, yeah? What about Melissa's? What did Melissa say? Because she was there, right? Melissa was there, right? What did Melissa say about it then, huh? What did Melissa say?
Like, Teresa's always ready to go for Melissa, right?
And it's like, I hope Melissa set him straight. Thank you, Marge. Thank you for relying the message, because that's what friends do. Rely messages. They rely on.
Rely messages.
They rely on.
One day before transfer to ISIS.
Like, way to start a party, Bravo. They're like, and now, Jen and Bill's plastic surgery party.
Yeah, so now it's the patient party, and you know, Jennifer and Bill are walking around, and there's an Aiden teeny there. I'm sorry, I am strictly pump teeny.
What? Aiden. Oh, an Aiden teeny, and it was all blue and like sewer-like. That was a gross drink. And Jen's like,
my role as a doctor's wife is to be the face of the company.
It's a lot of face.
Like, she literally said that. And she's like, I don't want to be one of those doctor's wives that are like,
I want to be like this.
No, you definitely don't want to be like that.
Damn, girl.
It's hard to turn back the clock.
So then Melissa's like, you know, I heard you sucked a fat out, Bill. And he's like,
no, it's not a butt too. It's just a back fat. Look, this hurts when I do this.
Oh, like, ow!
Bella.
Like, hits her right on her back.
Like, but not her butt.
You can touch this fat ass all day long. Am I right, my fellow men?
So then we cut over to Marge's house, where Marlene is dusting plaster turtles on the wall.
Yes.
Bitterly. She's doing it like she's like...
It's a great ode to Kim Richards.
When she decided to kill Marjorie last so she could watch her lose everybody that she ever loved. So Marge is talking to Jackie about going to this party, and Jackie's like,
even though I'm not talking to the host, why should I sit at home if you're having fun? Obviously, you know, I'll go drink a food and I'll go drink an alcohol and eat a food.
So then back, Melissa is still trying to start shit everywhere she goes, right?
Yeah.
And she's like, you know, Jackie is very insulted, Jen. I mean, if you were sitting around mocking me, I would have called you like, listen, bitch. And she's like,
she's got to not take things so personal.
And then my other favorite part of the episode was then Melissa saying, okay. Melissa goes, okay, I'm going to go get some food. And Bill just goes, enjoy. And yes, I realize that my Bill and my Luann are very close, and I don't care.
But so are Bill and Luann.
Mm, I love cabaret.
I love cabaret, too.
That's the way we found our Bill impersonation. I remember we were like, he has this kind of like he's always just touching his own nipples. Like,
what? You basically do Luann touching her own nipples. Like, hi, I'm Luann Dillaseps. And then you go, I'm Luann. Mundo.
I literally gave myself headlights. I did not know that. I always see that in like sexy videos where like, like squeezing nipples. I'm like, who does that? But I just did it, and I'm fucking alive.
I feel like there's like a Frankie joke in here somewhere, but I don't really know what it is.
A
Frankie joke.
Frankie.
Dolores, you literally gave me headlights right now, Dolores. What's wrong with you, Dolores? Dolores, I'm a 54-year-old man. I don't want to be told I've got headlights. I want to be told I've got a fender. You know what I'm saying, Dolores?
All right. No, I don't know what's happening anymore.
No, I'm... At this point, we're just touching our chests. So...
I'm like, we've already done all this. Bye.
So this is what qualifies as like small talk in Jersey. Dolores going up to Jennifer and saying, "So, is this your first lipo?" And Bill goes, "First one this year, girlfriend."
Roar. So Teresa is so Teresa saying,
Hi, take my jacket here, Bill. Give me a drink over there. I'll have a Patron with some limes and sodas.
He's a fucking plastic surgeon running this entire party. Teresa's just like,
yeah. Take care of that for me.
Yeah. So Teresa's like,
yeah, Melissa had days to call me and tell me Jackie's running him out about me. So tonight, they're both going to hear from me.
Like, oh, parole's over. Teresa's back.
Yep. So Marge and Jackie walk in, and Jackie is like already had in her mind, like, I'm going to fight tonight. So the way that works out is she walks in, and then she just stands there like this. Oh, we have two ladies here who are wearing T-shirts that say, this is my condescending smirk.
And she does. Well done. She does walk in there like that, but she's also terrified. Jackie's also terrified.
That was also the look that I would give at any school dance in sixth grade. Not to delve too far into my past yet again, but every school dance, this is how you could tell I was a little gay boy, because I'd walk in there and be like, I want someone to ask me to dance. True story.
Really? I could have seen that, because I was out in the parking lot looking in the window, breathing into it like... and writing with my fingers, fuck you all.
No, I would literally stand there waiting for a girl to ask me to dance.
Yeah, that's not how it works. Porch.
Will someone dance with me? Make it happen.
Send the last dance for me.
So Jackie is standing there like she's trying to be badass, but she's also like kind of scared, you know? And she's like, I don't have the patience for Jennifer's fake bullshit. If you're not going to apologize, shut the fuck up. And I was like, oh, thank God these two are still going to come into their second seasons.
Yeah.
Fighting horrifically
bitch
over
flower
nothing.
Fully bloomed.
Oh, I love it.
Fully
They're
bloomed.
Really going to lean into it.
And Teresa's pissed off about the duck at the duck at the duck thing. So, because Jackie's like, and Teresa's like, hi. And even Dolores is like, oh, man, I've known Teresa a long time, back when she was banging an actual hot guy, Tony. This is not a good voice you want to hear from her, okay?
It doesn't sound good. So Bill's like, Jennifer, I'm going to get you to do some speeches. So they go up and give their speech, and she's like,
I'm rich as fuck. So... thank you for your money, Bill. You want to say something?
So it's like,
please enjoy a Aiden Teeny, and afterwards we're going to turn the Barbara way up and dance the night away.
I wish I could just say the YMCA. So then Marge is talking to Teresa. She's like, cheers. I hear that Gia got into Rutgers.
Huh?
Rutgers, the college.
Huh?
You know, Rutgers.
Huh? Rutgers?
Rutgers?
Rutgers.
Rutgers?
Rutgers.
Rutgers? Are you I think they're closing down Rutgers.
No, Rutgers, not Rutgers.
So. I hear your kid is going to be going to, she's a fine motherfucker. It's Lizzie Drucker.
Oh, don't you miss? I miss Lizzie Drucker.
No, I do too. You got to get a Lizzie Drucker in there when you can these days, yeah. Guys.
She still is a fine motherfucker, even though she's not. Even though she's not the Patreon thing anymore. So, look, I'm not even shading
erase,
her. I'm not.
Look,
I'm not.
Turned it upside down. Erase what Ben said. So yeah, they're talking about Rutgers, and Teresa's like,
she wants to be close to home in case y'all come.
Okay, Teresa, yeah. We've heard it. So Marge is like, well, yeah, I'm so glad we could work things out, Teresa. You know, I know all that stuff that happened was just because of Danielle. That's the only reason anything happened between us.
And
then
Teresa's
we get clips.
Yeah, more clips of Danielle. Stop. And then Teresa's like, you know, I've been real emotional every time I see you. I've been real emotional. Teresa, come back. I'm out of the witness space.
It's like, I hear Jackie's running them out about me, but she doesn't like when people run them out about her.
Mouth, Teresa. So Marge is like, yeah, like that video the other night, because that video came across as very mean. It was a very mean video.
It was a mean video. It was very mean. It was so mean, it was like, Billy Mean is not my lover. That was for you, Joan. It's that part of the show. We're just saying things now. Just saying.
Ow! I can't see out of my left I anymore.
Ben just took a snowball to the head.
I may have a mild concussion now.
And death. Here lies Shannon Bedore. Killed by the weight of a Florida snowball.
Florida snowball, Fred.
I'm the Queen of Versailles.
I can't even see David's nude photos through my blurred vision anymore.
What are you crying about?
It's work.
Shut up, you're stupid. I didn't hurt your sword.
So Teresa is like,
oh, yeah, you stand up on her side. Yeah, you're on her side now. Why don't you be on her side?
And Martha's like, it's not about sides, you know, it's just that you're wrong and she's correct. That's it. What do you want me to say about it?
Yeah. So Jackie and Jen start talking to clear the air, and Jennifer's like, I'm really glad you came to see how rich I am. I appreciate that.
But you went a little crazy. You went crazy and, like, all offended, you know, whatever. And basically, Jen is basically saying, you know what, like, you were really mad that I got a little offended at your article, which was a lie. You did not get a little offended.
How dare you mock my motherhood?
Yeah, Jennifer gave her, like, a passive-aggressive gift from Turkey, okay? That's like a whole thing.
Jen had her tongue out that entire fight. She would get so mad that she'd be like, how could you? And her tongue would just, like, rest on her bottom lip. Like.
And so Jackie basically tells Jen that she thinks that Jen was doing that impersonation to become better friends with Dolores and Teresa and impress them, which is totally true, you know?
These two fight about the dumbest things. Like,
why are you so offended? I should have been offended.
And then Jackie's like, hold on, I have to finish. I have to swallow first.
Okay, now I'm done.
It's like, oh God, you're a real Crystal and what's her buns from Dynasty. Crystal and what? What's that? Crystal Alexis.
And Alexis.
So Jennifer's like, listen, this is just what I do. I do impersonations, okay? You've seen me at the Tampa Improv. Remember, I was almost cast to be in Police Academy.
Yeah, that's what I do. You write things, and I'm the funny girl.
And Marge goes, excuse me, what do you do? What is it that you do again? She goes,
I'm a comedian.
Why did the chicken cross the road? I don't care, I'm rich. Me kill it.
Is your refrigerator running? I'm not because I'm rich and I got that shit life out of me.
Knock, knock. Who's there? I don't know. It takes me 15 hours to get through my foyer. So big.
Sorry.
So big. Hold on.
See? I'm a comedian.
Comedian.
And Marge is like, hello, you're not a comedian, all right? Go fuck you, you and you.
I don't know what Marge said.
I lost because I was doing that thing where I'm talking and I just kept scrolling through, but I wasn't looking.
Marge's probably like, Mylene. So then Jennifer's like, so she's saying she does impersonations, and Jackie's starting to do this thing like, can I talk now? Can I talk now? I'm a local reporter. And then Jennifer starts talking over her and starts doing like the finger thing. And when the finger comes up on Bravo, the argument's already over. Because then the argument becomes...
Your finger's in my face. Your finger is in my face.
Don't put your finger in my face.
How could you put your finger in my face? How could you?
Yeah, so then it becomes her running, going,
you're putting your finger in my face. And she's like, yeah, just stick out of your ass, okay?
It was a joke. And Jack's like, you're sticking your finger in my face. Just because you're giving me a condescending smirk.
So then Jennifer is like,
you know what? I'm done with this conversation because when it gets to fingers and faces, I'm done with it.
So she walks away, and then Jennifer's like,
but I'm going to talk to you.
So she keeps following her around the building. Yeah. So meanwhile, Melissa is over there trying to explain to Teresa that Jackie felt bullied by this internet clip, this Instagram clip.
Yes. It's so confusing over something so small.
So
it
Teresa's
is so confusing.
Like, Teresa goes,
really? She felt bullied? Because I was the one who was bullied by her because she was spreading rumors about me.
But that was after you bullied her with the first...
So then Teresa starts doing her the thing that she loves to do, which is just to make Melissa feel bad about a situation.
I mean, if I would never let someone talk shit about you, except all the times I let people talk shit about you.
How did they not cut back to the clip of that hairdresser being like, so I hear that Melissa was a stripper at Scores on the boardwalk.
And Teresa's blink, like, blink, what? Blink, 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 blink. Say it again.
Have you heard of Sophia Lorenz?
Yeah. So Melissa goes, well, maybe now you wouldn't let people talk out about me.
It's like, yeah, well, you know what? A lot of people respect you because you're my sister-in-law.
Teresa, upstanding citizen of New Jersey.
Everyone's bragging about being related to Melissa Giudice these days.
So Jennifer's still denying that she did anything wrong. And Jackie's going on saying that Jennifer is a soldier for Teresa. So they're all sort of just like, they keep sort of like circling and joining, making little groups and then coming out, little groups, etc.
Yeah, they just keep doing this over and over. So, I'm like, scroll, 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 done with this show, done, X.
So there's all this tension. The music is like building. Everyone's like in their little groups. They're like, and like dun, 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 dun. And then it cuts to Dolores and she goes, I've been trying to stay away from carbs.
It's
not
hard.
Working out so well.
It's hard. It's difficult.
It's hard. You know what I try to do to burn off the carbs? I walk from the kitchen to the living room. I'm back. And I'm like, hey, Maz, how does it look? And he's like, well, you know, if you really want to burn off the carbs, you got to come to the gym. I was like, I can't come to the gym. I got David now. Boo's dead. I got the living room situation, pebble tile. You know, it's hard. So I eat carbs.
It's a lot.
It's hard.
So Teresa comes up because now she's like, no parole, Teresa. We're like,
I'm telling them my peace of mind.
So she marches up and she's like, hi.
I hear you've been spreading rumors about me. And Jack's like, no, I haven't been spreading rumors. But no. Someone asked me a question about you. And I was, now you need to keep my name out your mouths.
All of your mouths.
Yeah,
keep
all
your name
the mouths.
Out of all of my mouths, bitch. And she's like, well, then can I ask the same thing that maybe you could keep my name out of your mouths? And she's like, all right, deal. Here you go, Teresa. The real knockdown drag out you had there.
So then, basically, Jen leaves, and she doesn't say goodbye to... I'm sorry, Jackie leaves, she doesn't say goodbye to Jennifer. So Jennifer's like, oh, you're not going to say goodbye to the host? Okay, I guess we're just not friends.
Shocker.
Sorry, I've got a real man of a husband who cares for me. Yes, I would like more Botox. Thank you, so romantic.
Sorry, you're poor.
And then it, like, all of a sudden it's like... It's like Thursday at 12:01 a.m. It's basically the day that Joe's gonna get deported. And then I love this. The call comes in from ICE, and it's like that automated thing. And it goes, "This is a call from Joe."
He goes, "Joe,
Joe,
Joe."
Like try to like have some like this is like you're literally leaving America. Try to be like maybe like Joe. Joe, or Joe, not like Joe. Yeah. It's like they interrupted him while he was taking a shit or something.
I feel like they kept saying, sorry, we could not hear that. Please speak your name after the tone.
Joe.
My name
Joe.
Is Joe.
What's that? It's Joe.
Sorry, we couldn't hear that. Please re-record your name. It's Joe.
Joe.
Sorry, we couldn't hear that. Joe!
It's basically...
All right. Beep.
It's basically Padma. She's like, hi, welcome to Ice. My dear friend
Joe
has something to say.
Press 1 for Gail ate it. Press 2 for Gail ate it in Spanish.
Did you mean to break the law and never become a citizen? Padma would make a great, like, real judge. Like, we wrote the same thing about Joe.
This is a call from Joe! 5 exclamation points. So Teresa, it's really not sad. Stop feeling bad. Stop. They're like, that is really so sad. No, ma'am. I'll give you sad.
I support your free Luann t-shirt, though. I support the free Luann.
No, I love it.
By the way, the t-shirt game here is great tonight. We got free Luann. We have Instant Party. Just add vodka.
This is a very
well
dressed crowd.
When do you ever drink, bring a family
van
to pick up 6 people? Wow. Like, this is, we see it all over Tampa. You treat us well.
So this is the last little part. Teresa's like, yeah, okay, Joel. Because, like, Teresa doesn't give a fuck. Like, I can't even believe she answered the phone. Thank
you. Yeah, okay, no.
And he's like, am I okay? I'm done. You know what? My time is done. And see, here I am sitting in this fucking ISIS facility and wasting my goddamn time. That's what's happening. I'm wasting my goddamn time here in ISIS. What were you doing before ISIS?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Hanging out in the basement with your, like full, like, suit of armor in the basement that you have? I don't get it.
Yeah, like those Lego battleships from Star Wars never quite got finished because you were in...
Yes.
You didn't do shit. And that brings us to the end.
Our Real Housewives of New Jersey. By the way, we forgot to mention Jackie, the Queen of Versailles, has a bunch of chapstick for everyone.
Thank you so much, Jackie.
Get them out. So get your Queen of Versailles chapstick.
Go
you
mom,
got it?
Jackie,
okay,
for your chapstick.
You guys, thank you so much for coming out on Thursday
you.
Night.
Thank you guys,
you guys
so
are
much.
Amazing.
Thank you, Jackie.
See you and we'll all see you next time. Bye, everyone.
Let's begin our nighttime relaxation. You've never felt more... Feel your eyelids getting... Now let yourself lay back and get a good night of... When cold and flu symptoms won't let you sleep, ask for Night Nurse. Its unbeatable strength helps put cold and flu to bed. Only available at the pharmacy counter. For cold and flu relief, visit dayandnightnurse.co.uk/verify for verification. Always read the label.
Say hello to Hey You, home to the most binge-worthy reality TV shows.
It's reality 100%.
Including Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Real Housewives of New Jersey, Snatched, and over 250 more. Ready to stream or download in the palm of your hand.
It just makes everything better.
See it here first with loads of new episodes same day as the US.
I love that.
Hey You, reality on demand. Download the app to get your 1 month free.